little time in order for dear friend to tell you with some excitement about our experiences of spirit. It offers each one of you the opportunity to once more consider and think about the workings of those from our world. Although, my dear friends, you have no need for proof as such, you can see from what has been told to you this time how important it is that when physical happenings occur, great care is taken of our chosen instruments, because as you have heard my dear friend say to you, the stupidity of some can cause much danger and harm to those who are used by our world. It also should reiterate for you all how time is insignificant when it comes to work of the spirit. That many of your years are needed sometimes, not always, for instruments to reach the point of being used correctly. Think about it, my dear friends, because it should show you that loyalty and dedication to this work will always be repaid, not only in the growth of each individual spirit, but to many others who can benefit from such knowledge. Are there any questions you wish to put to me about what you have discussed? I am happy to answer them for you.
Yes, please, I'd like to answer a couple. At the end of the meeting, when the medium was coming back from trance, we've always been very quiet here in our circle, allowing the medium to come through quietly. But in this instance, it was very, very noisy in the room. It didn't seem to affect the medium at all. Were the people being insensitive, and should they have been more quiet, or was it something that really didn't matter to the medium herself?
Yes, I understand your question. There is a reason for quietness and stillness and peace. It would have enabled the medium to return more quickly if there had been greater sensitivity. But of course, having reached the stage of development in being used in such a way, she would be fully protected by our world spiritually. Although, as you well know, physical damage can be done.
Yes.
But, of course, we do protect those who we work with. But I would say to you, on the whole, that whoever is in charge, you should keep a firm house.
Yes.
It is much better for the medium to return in quietness. I do not say complete silence because of her experience, but I would suggest that they should at least refrain from too much noise.
Okay.
It is a jar not only to the spirit body, but much more to the physical.
Thank you. That's what I thought. Thank you very much. Anybody else ask a question on Sue's Saturday evening experience? If not, I've got another one. I have another one.
Yes, okay.
It was understood on Saturday that the voices, they were using a mask, would you have agreed with that, rather than the box, because the voices were coming from all parts of the room we were sitting in. And we were told that sometimes the spirit isn't always happy using the mask because it's sometimes uncomfortable for them.
Can I just say this to you, my dear friend? I have told you on previous occasions that the form of the mediumship was ever changing, that there would be many new forms of communication. Particularly in the form of machinery which is available to you now. So too does the act of physical phenomenon change. The mask method that you mention has been around for quite some time of your earthly years. But any form of communication can be difficult for those, as well as people in your world, difficult for those who wish to communicate. After all, experience is the most prominent word in all of these things. People become accustomed to many methods of communication. As you are quite well aware, you as a communicator, who, I beg your pardon, wrong words, communicators who use you, I meant to say, find it increasingly much easier because of your experience. And this is what will happen as time continues, that it becomes easier as each time this method is used. You know and understand communicators who have said to you, what a small frame of what a large body. It is a little the same as that, except they are using what you call a mask. It is just the ectoplasm being used in a different way. That is all. Much and many changes are taking place within our world, which should and make communication much easier in time to come. I should tell you that physical phenomenon and what you call materialization also can take place now with light. But this is something that is being worked upon. But for as long as mankind can remember, in the new era of what you call spiritualism, and again I would debate titles, physical phenomenon has always occurred in darkness. But as in life, all things change and alter and become easier. Is this helpful to you?
Very much, thank you. Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. So would the sitters of that evening, there would have been a lot of energy used from them for this phenomenon, would it? As well as the medium.
Of course, the main form of ectoplasm is taken from the medium, but of course all peoples within the room would be giving of themselves.
Yeah.
All that is available to us would be used.
Any more questions?
I just wonder if the tape had clicked off. I don't wonder if the tape has clicked off.
No.
I don't know whether I do want the tape on
that. No, I have the sound, but it's not being clicked off.
That's right. You think there may be a problem with the tape? I think
I
don't
want that. I will wait for you.
Thank you.
Materialization in general and the purpose of it, and I thought, well, the purpose of materialization would be communication, and then it occurred to me that the reverse process would be very useful and necessary for space travelers. Is that a fair comment, that materialization would be mostly for communication with physical beings, and dematerialization would be a necessity for space travel?
Yes, I understand your question. Dematerialization, as you call it, is an attribute of spirit. It is something which you all are capable of. I do not pardon myself for repetition of my words, but each one of you a spirit has the capability of much. Materialization, as you understand it, is of course for communication. It is a form of communication which satisfies most of the senses available to humankind.
Yes.
In that I mean, you see with the human eye, you smell, you touch and feel, and you hear. All of your senses are satisfied. Therefore, there can be no dispute, may I say, of what is happening in that form of communication. But as we have been discussing, it takes many years of human life to develop mediumship for that type of work. Dematerialization happens in your world by those you know as masters. I use that word lightly, but it happens. But when you return home to spirit, dematerialization of many things become quite normal because of your greater expansion of understanding. Yes, I agree with you that many space travelers have used what you term dematerialization for their own good and their own benefit. But what is more important is that you know and understand that it is an attribute of spirit.
Yes, thank you. That's a detailed teaching for us.
Yes. To you human beings who have lost much of your natural capabilities, dematerialization and materialization seems to be an exception to the rule. It is not. It is just a matter of retraining yourselves, if I may put it so bluntly.
It is documented in a number of older scriptures.
Yes. Nothing is new, my dear friend. This I have tried to teach you.
I suppose it's what we call the everybody experience, is it?
No.
No?
No, you are speaking of something entirely different. Dematerialization is another form of spiritual life. Out of body experience is just the freedom of spirit from the physical body.
Yes.
That is all that means.
Is it an out of body experience when you I've had dreams sometimes when I've been flying and it's felt as if my physical body was actually flying. I wonder if that was a out of body experience.
Yes, all of you have what we would call out of body experiences, because after all, in your sleep state, my dear friend, each of you leaves the physical body behind for a short time in order that the spirit be rejuvenated, if you like. But to most people, this is not remembered. But when you speak of the physical body flying, remember, my dear friend, that when you come home to spirit, you retain all the knowledge of your physical being. Although you are spirit, you still feel like a physical being. That is why you would feel as if the physical was flying. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sort of a...
It is the spirit flying, but the awareness of the physical body, that is all. It is not the physical body which is flying, it is the spirit.
Sorry, one thing I was, maybe I didn't understand properly, but when you said when you go back into, when you're in spirit, you have the dematerialization, materialization is a natural thing. But if you're actually just spirit and not no longer in the physical life, then you wouldn't have materialization, dematerialization, would you? What is it that materializes and dematerializes in spirit?
It is just, if you wish to go further, it is the power of thought.
All right.
If you need to have it simplified, that is all it is. But for the use of the words, that is how I have tried to explain it.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Do you have more questions, my friend?
Any more questions, Paul?
No.
I have just one, if I may, which is it's nothing to do with the dematerializing. When I was typing back the script from last week, Sanimet, I noticed you said, "In have you all understood our speech?"
Yes.
And which you gave us. It made me think, do you get help from others when you're teaching us, or is it just your knowledge that you're imparting to us?
Yes, I understand. I have anticipated your question. Thank you. If you remember, when first I came to you, I told you that I was a conglomerate of beings.
Oh, yes.
I am not given information one to one, as you would say, on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
But the knowledge which I bring to you is, knowledge that has been obtained by many, over many, many years of your time. That is why I use the word our rather than I, or me, or mine, or my.
Yes, thank you.
Remember that what I bring to you is a knowledge from a source, not a knowledge of one being. That is what you must always try to remember. That what I bring to you is knowledge gained by time and beings of great knowledge, but for the benefit of you here on this planet, it would have to seem as if I am one being.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I feel for this time that I will leave you, as always, with my love, with the hope that you have new thoughts to travel with you until we meet next time. So, I say to you, my dear friends, once more, know that I am always with you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.